What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but a merry heart does make like medicine, and a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. See that spoonful thing? That's because of the spoon. You're right, your spoon. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Remember, news with an agenda is propaganda. That's the reality. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We've proven this for 4.5 years here, 5 years in San Diego before. We have just proven this continually, more than 10 years, actually. Here it is. We don't know what we're doing.
Not 1 ounce of clue.
Nope. It's like two cans that are connected by a string. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Oh, here is one that will just blow your mind. Ready? Here's a question we're asking. Are you, are you in Egypt, the wilderness, or the promised land? Now you might even say, well, that depends on what the issue is, and that would be a fair answer.
Boy, I got the answer for that one for me personally.
Egypt, the wilderness, or the promised land? There you go. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. Just reach out to us. It's really simple. So if you're in San Diego right now on KBRIGHT, you know, it's 11:34 and 25 seconds, you can reach out to us. If you're here in Texas where we're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you just have to, and it's 1:34 and 34 seconds, you just have to reach out to us. Here's how you do this. You use the phone. The number, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Right, I'd like somebody to top this one. Talking to Dynamite D is like a peaceful evening with no drama.
Oh, Dave, that's a really good one.
That's a great one. No drama? Oh, okay.
We'll take two of those.
Right. Grandchild number 7 in my little fold. It's her birthday today. Oh. Anna, it's her first birthday.
Oh, what a blessing,
so
Dave.
So we'll talk to her later on. In 15 years, she won't remember one single thing. But, you know, it's okay. We'll do what we got to do because the parents say you got to still buy presents for the kids. Anyhow, we'll just move on from there. You can also text us, by the way. If you want to text us, you can do that. That's another thing that uses the telephone. Okay, or you actually can do it through computer now if you got Mighty Text. But anyway, you text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Now we'll do it as a semi-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. That's pretty good right there, huh? Not bad. Also, you can send us an email. Boy, that's another way to get in touch with us. You can send a paper airplane, but it won't get through the studio. You can send the email David at hemustincrease.org. That's David, me, at hemustincrease.org. Okay, .org. Hemustincrease.org. We'll send you up to the website and let you know that on the website there is a free app. There is also apps for the radio station in general. So there's the ministry app, and there's the kind of a regular general radio station app. There is ambassador information, which is just our way of saying if you want a brochure or if you want a bumper sticker or something, let us know. We'll send it to you. Not a big deal. No charge. No requirements. You don't have to do anything for it. We'll take care of it. And then additionally, of course, we have prayer and praise opportunities. If you want to share or you need some prayer on something, you just think, okie dokie, not a problem. We'll be glad to pray for you. All you got to do is check it on the website. Now, on the website, there's a little button that says money. And you think, money, money. Listen, you're not giving to me personally. If you give, you're giving and you're investing in the kingdom of God. You're giving to the Lord. And we're going to use those funds the best we can to buy an amusement park and have everybody ride for free. Oh, no.
Not really.
No. We're just going to use it to keep doing what we're doing. We're not going to do anything different. We're not looking for anything different. We're not going to give you a penny in acrylic and say we're going to send it to you so you'll never be penniless, okay, because that's not right. What we're going to do is just give you a receipt at the end of the year and say thank you for helping us advance the kingdom of God in this very unique and somewhat bizarre fashion. Just check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
So the trivia question should be, it's not going to be, but how many bells just went off? See, that, now that would be a good trivia question.
Say it again, Dave.
How many bells? How many was that? How many
chimes? Well, you know, the fascinating thing with those bells on this on the board, it kept getting louder and louder.
Is it really?
Yeah, that was
kind
of odd.
That's weird. Okay, so we've got so much to cover, and so we're just going to get into it. By the way, if you're in San Diego, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'll be glad to talk to you on that. That wasn't a technical trivia question, but I'll take the answer. There's a very specific number. I will tell you this. It is the most common number. I'm not going to tell you this. I can't give you this. Somebody's on the phone. All right. Let's send the person through on the phone. Let's do that. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I need a prayer for fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life and on the Church of Texas ministry.
Okay, you got it. You ready? We're going to pray it right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Father, we come before you right now, and your word, you wrote this. You told us if anyone asks for the Holy Spirit, he will be given. That's what you told us. It's in Luke chapter 12 and Luke chapter 11, and we're just like, yes, we believe you. We trust you. We have confidence in you. And so we're praying for Brother Ace right now, first and foremost, that he personally would have a fresh anointing, a freshness that comes from you, Lord, not from anywhere else, not from hype, not from this, from the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just pour it on him. Pour it on him. And then for ministry's sake, Lord, for the Church of Texas, for everything that he's doing, for everything the ministry's doing, Lord, be their partner. And partner with them in power, in proclamation, in peace, in grace, in mercy, in wisdom, and insight. Open up the doors for them. Bless them. Fuel them by your breath, by your anointing. And we can't do anything but pray it in the name of Jesus. And that's where we trust. We thank you for it, Father, ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you. Very good. That's awesome. Great words and power of the Spirit upon all of us that listen to your program. And let's all be filled with the Holy Spirit, born
Amen.
Again and riding up to heaven.
Amen, brother. That's right. Exactly right. Ephesians 5:18, I believe, is the correct text for be filled with the Spirit. So excellent job.
Thank you very much, Lord. I appreciate that so much. I know I wait expectantly for the Holy Spirit's refreshing coming on me and the Church of Texas. Thank you.
And you got it, brother. You got it. You know what's great about that is if you think about Acts chapter 2, they waited for the Holy Spirit to fall upon them. Bam! What were they doing, by the way? They were in one mind. That's always helpful. And they were in prayer. That's helpful. And then Jesus said, ask. It's like, really? Ask? Ask. You can ask for God? Yes.
You can't skip those two steps you said, though, Dave.
That's true. You got to have a unified mind, unified heart, and you got to be in prayer. You got to be petitioning. I mean, these are things you got to do. All right. So if you're in San Diego, by the way, don't hesitate to let us know you're out there. We'd love to hear from you as we reestablish roots. That's such a weird thing to say. All right. Now, for all that, I got to jump into the teaching because this teaching is, I already told Dee, It's so long.
Pretty massive.
I have to reduce this quickly, so let's go right into it. We're in Hebrews chapter 13. We're picking up with verse 4, which is going to absolutely blow some people out because we're not here to create any problems. We're here to encourage you, but we're just going to say what it says. We're not going to change any of it. We're not going to alter it. Some people will like it. Some people won't. You can agree. You can disagree. I don't care. You just figure it out. Between you and the Lord, that's where you ultimately have to figure this stuff out, no matter what anybody says. Now, all you got to do is read Romans 13 to figure out that's the fact. But it says this in verse 4 of Hebrews 13, marriage is to be honored by all and the marriage bed kept undefiled because God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterers. Okay? There ain't no escaping that. There's two things here. One, the marriage bed is honored. It is holy. It is not supposed to be defiled. And that means that you don't bring anybody else into your intimate life when you are married. First of all, you shouldn't be doing it outside of marriage, but you don't bring anybody into your life when you are married that is not your actual husband or wife. There's no. And then it's like the Lord's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to judge that. You think, what do you mean he's going to judge it? Trust me, he's going to judge it. Whether you see that on the earth or not is irrelevant. But let me take it a step further, because then what people do is they get all starchy. So let me change some of that, because it doesn't say be starchy. It says just keep it between the husband and wife. But what if the husband and wife are adventurous? Not with other people, but with themselves, with each other. Oh, well, that's an interesting question. 1 Corinthians 7:3 says this, the husband should not deprive his wife of sexual intimacy, which is her right as a married woman, nor should the wife deprive her husband. So, yes, sex is a weapon, not allowed in Christianity. Verse 4, the wife gives authority over her body to her husband, and the husband also gives authority over his body to the wife. So do not deprive each other of sexual relations. The only exception to this rule would be the agreement of both. Did you hear that right there? The agreement of both husband and wife to refrain from sexual intimacy for a limited time so they can give themselves more completely to prayer. What does that mean? That means if you're a husband and wife and you are in unity together, you can do whatever you want sexually. Nobody cares. God doesn't care. It's not, if you are husband and wife and you are unified, yeah, I've said it before, I'll say it again, swing from the chandeliers. Who cares? Nobody cares. God doesn't care about that as long as it's between the husband and wife. You think, are you going to tell me they can do role playing? I don't care what they do. I don't care if they pop popcorn. Who cares?
Dave, you know what I don't want to stop your teaching, but you know I get so frustrated is how the enemy has used that area to turn it upside down.
Oh, it's like everything in sex has got to be dry, dull, and only for the purpose of procreation. Really? Here's one that will blow your brain right out of the window. Ready? In the New Testament, there is no command to be fruitful and multiply. Sorry, you can't change that. Why? Well, because man was already on a pretty good pace of being fruitful and multiplying. So that no longer had the same premise. And it's very important for you to understand that. And I know you people are like going, oh, you can't talk about sex on Christian radio. Oh, okay, I'll change the word sex to intimacy. Okay, does that help you? It doesn't change a thing. It's the unity. See, the key to marriage and in the sexual element is, or in the lovemaking element, or in the intercourse element, the key to marriage is the unity between the husband and the wife. It even tells you, you can't abstain unless both husband and wife agree. Then it says, husbands, don't deprive your wives. Wives, don't deprive your husbands. There's no sexual using sex as power. That's absolutely an affront to God. But it also says the wife has authority over the husband's body and the husband has authority over the wife's body. And so when you go into this passage here in Hebrews 13:4, it's to be honored by all, marriage bed kept undefiled, because God's going to judge the sexually immoral and adulterers. Those are people that are doing stuff outside of marriage. Inside of marriage, if the husband and wife are together in it, super. You know, super duper. See, and that's what the church says. You can't talk about that. God talks about that. God's the one that created intimacy. Remember? Okay. Just thought I'd make that a point. And if you're not sure, just read Song of Solomon. That's about Jesus and the church. After it's about a man and a woman, it can be understood as Jesus and the church.
Dave, let me ask you this, Dave, and I love this. Do we think that marriage is under attack and sexual immorality is rising? Is there a connection between the two?
Well, the institution of marriage is under attack. And by the way, there's two great jokes in that. One, it is an institution. Yes, that's funny. And then two, it's also something established firmly by God. And so the idea that you can break out of that is and the sexual immorality that breaks from breaking that is where it all comes down to it. So it's the breach out of what God established that establishes new nuances of sin and ridiculousness. Now, does that mean that a husband and wife, if you know, they're into whatever they're into, and they're both in agreement, and they both love and enjoy and support and are unified in it? Go for it. I mean, that's the restriction. Is the church is not involved in what's going on there as long as it's going on between a husband and wife. People are jumping out of windows. Just calm down, people. Calm down. And then, like, that's not enough to teach. Wait, because we're, you know, there's no break. And I don't even know if we can get to a trivia question the way this is going. Then the next verse says this: keep your life free from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So here, the author of Hebrews, he hits on, why is he doing this? I'm going to tell you why. Marriage is to be honored by all. And then he goes into keep your life free from money. You're thinking, well, guy was just talking about intimacy, and now he's talking about money. Whoever this author is, he's jumping all over the place. No, he's not. The three main elements in every marital relationship are communication, intimacy, and money. It's like the Lord's telling you, okay, we already know what's going on here. We're telling you ahead of time, right? It's just like incredible, because the Lord is so much smarter than people. I mean, he's just smarter. Let's just leave it there. So now he goes from the marriage part of it, the connection between the intimacy of the husband and wife, and now he's talking about dough. Why? Because that's a big part of the unity, right? And what's the deal about that? It's pretty straightforward. It's amazing how many references in Scripture refer to money, by the way. And the Lord knew the temptation of gold, silver, precious stones, financial collateral be a great trouble for mankind. So he commands us to be free from the love of money. Keep yourselves free. Money is not bad in itself, and it's the love of money that can ruin people. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil, which is referring to greed and selfishness and power and all that stuff. We need to keep free from that. And then he gives you the flip side. Well, how do you keep free from money in a society that's fully based on money? Well, keep your life free from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. We'll come back to that. For I will never leave you nor abandon you. You know how you do that? You recognize that God's commitment to you, his steadfastness to stay with you, his willingness to endure all of the foolishness that we walk into or seem to provide from time to time, that that's worth more than all the money in the universe, and something that can be held on to from a personal commitment to each one of us. He gives us the reason to be content, because we don't have to pursue money, because he made a promise he will never abandon us. And that faithfulness of God is worth more than all the dough ever, anywhere, always. And it's something we can hold on to in this personal commitment from each one of us unto the Lord. It's how you endure. It's like he has already made this commitment. Never leave you, never abandon you. Before our show came on yesterday, Dr. Dobson, I think, was talking about the power, the negative power of loneliness and how devastating it is. And it's like, that's an absolute truth. But this is an absolute cure for a Christian. Does this work for non-Christians? Well, no, because they don't know the Lord. but you do. And he said, look, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never abandon you. Even when your feelings tell you I have been abandoned, they are wrong. It's not wrong to have feelings. You just can't let the feelings lead the train. Right? Because if you lead the train with feelings when you have a cold, you can't feel the love of God. But that doesn't change the love of God, does it? No, it doesn't change it at all. And then he says this, which is, see, this is all together, which is why I said there's so much to do. It's just, I can't even, this is verse 6. Therefore, we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? This is the separation from the world. This is like, okay, this is what we get to say. When we know that the Lord has never forsaken us, he's never abandoned us, he never quits on us, he never gives up on us, he never walks away from us. When we know that, we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hey, the Lord's my help. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What happens if the Lord is your shepherd and he's your help? Well, guess what? I don't have to be afraid of what? Anything. Why? Because God is with you. We don't think of it in these terms, but let me say it in a really nice way. Imagine yourself walking down a dark alley and three or four very shady-looking people come up and start to kind of bug you. And right behind you is God. What happens? I don't think you're the one that has to worry. See, I think that's the whole point. You got to be afraid. And then it drops down to this. What can man do to me? And this is the big thing. This is something we all need to be aware of, especially if the Lord tarries, right? We can boldly affirm the Lord is on our side. We don't need to be afraid. What can man do to us? So making a decision not to fear, or making a decision not to let fear consume our thoughts, we are recognizing that whatever man can do to you, whatever anybody can ever do to you, cannot last more than the 80, 90, 100, 110, 120 years you live. But what God does with us and for us comes into play from an eternal perspective. It's like, what? What God does with you and for is eternally planted forever in your system. So just look at, and it's just like these little things in scripture like that. It's like, wait a minute. So he's talking about marriage, and then he runs into money, right? Covering two points that are affecting marriage. And he's talking about the keeping it right before the Lord, keeping the money situation right before the Lord. And then the answer to all that is, oh, by the way, this is all because God is with you. We just talked about it yesterday. It's like, what did they call it? What's Jesus' name? In Matthew 1, Emmanuel. What's it mean? God with us. Oh, okay. What's Deuteronomy 31:6 say? That God is with, never be afraid, because God is with you, he said to Israel. Okay. Hebrews 13:5, right here. What does Matthew 28 say? I am always with you. I will, even unto the end of the age. It's like, wow. Seems like the Lord is with us. And so in lieu of that he's with us, you don't have to freak out in these different things. There's like 25 teachings in this, right? So you got
that,
like,
was great, though. I mean, what a Friday for that, Dave.
I mean, you just have to think what you need to do, what I need to do, what we need to do. Let's just be, is when we're getting into the word, it's like you got to understand God has given us his word to help us. It's to help us. And so it's what the church, it's not that every church does this, but the Pharisees did something very similar, and Jesus really didn't like it. There was the law, and then the Pharisees made a secondary law, a Deuteronomy, a second law. And in that second law, they said, you got to stay so far away from breaking the law of God, we're going to put 10 steps between you and the law. Well, the church does the same kind of thing. Well, you got to stay so far away from this other stuff, we're going to put 5 steps between you and breaking these. It's like, no, no, no. The law is the law. The purpose of the law is there. The commandments are there for to help us, not to hurt us. But the whole idea is that the word of God is there to help us draw closer to the Lord, depend on the Lord, stand in the Lord, and exist in the Lord, and just wait for this particular sound. Not exactly like this, but kind of like this. Okay, something like that.
Pretty nice horn.
Yeah, that's the only. I don't know how to do horn. Okay. All right, we skipped trivia, but it doesn't matter. We gotta exit, so we can't do anything else. So here's what we gotta do. If you're listening in San Diego, you can go to hemustincrease.org, or you can use the apps that are for KAAM, or you can keep listening to your station because it's awesome. If you're on KAAM and you want to keep listening to us, you can just simply do so. We're saying goodbye for the week to K-Bright. We hope you guys have a fantastic week. For those at KAAM, we're short break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false, but it feels the same.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just being honest, right? Because I'll pull from – I'm Jewish. I was trained well, and you pull from multiple directions. And this was one of those things. So I kind of needed to recognize that sometimes I'm obnoxious, and I need to make up for it. And the whole point of me telling you this is – sometimes you will do things that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, but because you didn't have the right spirit going on when it happened, you need to make up for it. Now, by that, I mean this. So Noel found out yesterday that she had to get up at 4:30 this morning because the president of, quote unquote, the company was coming in because they were doing a remodel, and her section was one of the sections that are being remodeled. So she had to be at work at 6 in order to be there. Okay? All right. So now I'm not in the doghouse or anything. I'm just, you know, feeling like I could have done better. So you know what I did? And I'm telling you this for a reason. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I sat with her for about a half hour while she was getting ready, right? And I encouraged her because I knew she was really tired. And then she went to work, and I went back to bed for at least an hour and a half until the dog said, "That's enough out of you. Get up." You know, that was a whole separate thing. The reason that I bring it up is not because I did something brilliant. That's exactly not the case. In fact, the reason that I had to make it up is because I didn't do something brilliant. But it dawned on me that it is okay, or not okay, but it's probably right for you and I when we're in relationships and we do something that's a little far off, or maybe not as authentically Christian as we generally need to be, that we're allowed to make up for it. And so what I was trying to do was communicate with her, "I love you. I'm kind of sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm totally sorry because I'm up at 5 a.m. that I wasn't like nicer about the whole thing." And so whatever happened by getting up at 5 in the morning last night went bye-bye. And my point in making that sharing that with you is simply sometimes we can do things that is – a way to say I'm with you without doing a whole bunch, and that will just make some of the dumber things less painful or less dumb.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.